T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Most parents are passionate about the activities their children are involved in, especially sports. But are they taking over the game? I'm Megan Lynch. This is Youth Sports. The adults have won.
Come on, stay with her. Stay with her.
Push up.
Push up.
Pull up.
Come on, now go.
They're having to grow up way too early and handle things that they're not ready to handle. You can see that by, like, how many tears do you see at a tournament? There's kids crying left and right and parents mad, parents yelling. I've personally seen cops being called.
Eric Arneson has been immersed in sport all his life. His dad played in the NFL. Eric was a swimmer throughout high school and college. His kids also play sports.
There is a lot of pressure to compete, to train as much as possible.
Arneson is multi-area director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
And if we're just all into one realm, just one sport realm, and we overemphasize that, you're going to see burnout, you're going to see frustration.
As a parent, he knows how easy it is to get swept up.
We become crazy through sport. We lose irrational thinking in mind. That's the ugly side.
Is that the only side kids see? Talk to any sports parent like these two soccer moms. They'll tell you it can be a grind.
The commitment, not being able to do more than one sport, that's the bad for us.
I would say sometimes also the pressure that they feel from the sidelines, you know, especially tournament play. I feel it ramps up as parents, unfortunately, to the level of pressure and expectations.
Many families know a life of dinner on the run, weekends on the road, private training before or after school, and finishing homework late at night. Add to that the financial strain, paying for club fees, gear, high-end uniforms, and travel. The latest research shows youth sports nationwide is a $15 billion industry, expected to soar to more than $20 billion in the next 5 years.
There's definitely a sense of things getting ratcheted up within the youth sports environment.
Tina Sire is with the Positive Coaching Alliance. Sire says money has changed the culture. It's no longer just about fun and building a community.
Youth sports are now professionalized, and it's really become a business. And you suddenly have more and more adults in this country actually making their living off of youth sports.
And they're marketing to parents.
The folks who are running these youth sports organizations understand that parents are looking for opportunities to really help their kid get better and compete at the next level. It feels really good as a parent, and you feel like, okay, I'm setting my child up for success at that next level.
Instead, Sire and others say parents and organizations may be setting children up for failure.
Parents now see youth sports as, like, this is really important, and you've got to get this right. And a lot of parents living, again, vicariously through their kiddo, thinking that they're motivating them.
They end up in the office of sports psychologist Joe Lennick.
I get phone calls from parents to, you know, athletes that are 7 and 8 years old, which is really unusual. Because when I started, the only people getting sports psychology 20-some years ago were professionals, and maybe an Olympic development athlete.
Lennick says kids are supposed to fall in love with sports. It should be play. Many times, that's not the case.
So in the process of it becoming more structured and more emphasis on it at an earlier age, we increase that sense of stress or pressure that young athlete feels.
He says it's not uncommon for a young athlete to tell him they don't want mom or dad at their practice or games anymore.
And then it's that conversation with the parent is you've become the pressure. And it's the things you say you don't want to be, but it's very difficult sometimes for that parent to step back.
The numbers suggest adults are drilling out the enjoyment.
Statistically, in the world, the U.S. has the most kids involved in youth sports up till about age 11. And then we start seeing a transition rate. So kids start leaving, and by the time we're in America, we're about 13, 14, we have the highest dropout rate, so to speak, of kids in the world in sport.
Some studies show as many as 70% of kids walk away by the time they turn 13. A closer look at what's causing kids to throw in the towel when our examination of youth sports, the adults have won, continues. Megan Lynch, News Radio 1120 KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.